Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, it is me, Bob Mitchell, sitting in for Scoot in the afternoon. Before I get back to the phone calls and let you know what we're going to be talking about this hour, I spent a lot of time on my couch at home, a lot of time watching TV, and you don't have to watch much TV before you see a prescription drug commercial. What I find amazing about them is that normally there's about 5 or 10 seconds that will tell you this drug is for such and such. And then the next 50 seconds, they tell you everything that can go wrong if you take this drug. And I can tell you right now, any drug that's advertised on TV is going to be expensive. Well, there's Johnson & Johnson is one of the drug companies, and they have announced plans to start, when they advertise on TV, putting the price on their drugs, which would really, really help to know when, because what they want is they want you to see their drug. They want you to go to your doctor and say, look, I got an ache right here, and I saw such and such on TV to cure this ache right here. And of course, they want that. So now they're going to start putting prices on drugs, which I think is a pretty darn good thing. All right, we're talking this hour, of course, which is our Big 870 Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll. Do you believe in some or all of the do you believe in some, all, or none of Michael Cohen's testimony against the president? Couple of things that he said, if maybe, you know, you've not been able to hear much of it today. He said, I'm ashamed because I know what Mr. Trump is. He's a racist. He's a con man, and he's a cheat. He also said, I have a copy of a check that Mr. Trump wrote from his personal bank account after he became president to reimburse me for the hush money payments I made to cover his affair with an adult film star, and that he also wanted me to lie to his wife about this. He also said there were at least a half a dozen times between the Iowa caucus in January 2016 and the end of June where he would ask me, how's it going in Russia, referring to the Moscow Tower project. He also said that the president, Trump, really did not expect to win the primary and did not expect to win the presidency. To me, that is zero surprise. All right, let's go to our phones, and we're going to go to Melissa. Melissa, thank you for calling. How are you?
Hello. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. Beautiful day. It's been so nasty for such a long time, so I'm doing great today.
Me too. I've been listening to everything what y'all say. The only thing I can say about Michael Cohen is he got caught. See, if he wouldn't have got caught and everything would have went smooth, he wouldn't have known nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And he got caught. That's the bad part about it. They knew Donald Trump wasn't president material when they put him in there. So now all these people getting caught lying. Then when it's his turn, everybody in the Super Bowl going to back him up. When he was coming down the escalator talking about Obama wasn't this, Obama wasn't that, he was going to run for president. So I feel like if Hillary was in office, he wouldn't have a little problem, but not as much as he got now. This man is on Twitter. This man is on everything. He's doing everything but being a president. You cannot run the White House like it's a business. He never saw a point there. He don't know what it's like not to have. He's been having all his life. He don't know what it is to get out here and work hard for everything. My mama had 9 kids, her and my dad.
Woo, that's
and
a
my
lot.
Dad and my mama was, my mama worked hard, her and my dad. They worked hard.
I bet.
This man ain't never worked hard. He don't know what it's like not to have or not. Iran and none of these people know what it's like not to have or pass nothing down because you get everything new.
Must be nice to be born into so much money that you can have anything you want.
Ain't that something though? Everybody ain't able to do that, but it's a hard pill to take. People who work, and the snail come first. They come for the poor people first, and you know that. They will eat you up. Well, you know, those people ain't never got ate up like that. You know what it's like not to have them, you know?
You're right, Melissa. I appreciate you phoning in. We're going to go to Deborah. Deborah, thank you for calling WWL. You're calling from California, is that right?
Well, actually, I'm calling from New Orleans. I just came into town last night. So, yes, I am from California. However, I was calling to comment on Doug's comment as far as that black people are racist and that we did not vote for Obama. That is not true. I am a black woman. I mean, I'm sorry, and did not vote for Trump, and I did vote for Trump.
Well, that was what
so
that.
I am a Republican.
But that's what Michael Cohen was saying that Trump told him. So we don't have evidence at this point. And you know, in a lot of these hearings, I don't know if you've had a chance to read about them or hear about them. So much of this, it's you know, I want to see the proof. I want to, you can't just say somebody said this or somebody said that. Once we see the proof, once he claims to have some of the evidence, so once we see some of that, then we can make a better judgment.
Well, I haven't had a chance to listen to Michael Cohen because I've been traveling.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't had a chance to listen. But, you know, I'm for Donald Trump because of the fact that there are a lot of illegal people that are in the United States, and I'm not against anyone. However, I am against criminals. People say that you're not a criminal if you are illegal. Yes, you are. If I speed down this road right now, and if I get a ticket, I mean, that's illegal. I am not supposed to be speeding. So how are you not saying that what you are doing coming into this country is not illegal? It is illegal.
Deborah,
I cannot go to their country and go into their country without being arrested.
You know, I can't understand people who don't think that way. If you come here illegally, and you bring up a very, very good point. If you're speeding and you're doing 80 in a 60-mile zone, first of all, you know you're breaking the law. You know it,
exactly.
and you roll the dice, and you say, hopefully I can get by with this. And if the police pull you over and give you a ticket for going 20 miles over the limit, you don't have anything to complain about. You have to pay it. And I think that's what happens. People take a chance, and then when they get caught, and I don't understand how someone can totally believe, well, it's okay to try to sneak in the country, and you don't have to do it legal. I don't. So far, no one has been able to explain to me why they think that way.
No, me either. So I just wanted to make that point. I wanted to make also a point on Ted saying that people should get special treatment if there are attorneys. I don't believe that. That's ridiculous.
Are you here for the parades for Mardi Gras?
I am here for the parades for Mardi Gras.
Where
I'm so happy.
Where will you be watching the parades?
From a hotel called La Pavilion. I don't know. I'm not from here, so
the Pavilion, is that it?
Yes, that's it.
Is it on Poydras Street?
Yes.
That's not too far from here.
Oh, good.
That's a very good spot to watch the parades from. Very good.
Well, great. And so far, everyone has been very kind. I love you guys, city, and I'm so happy to be here.
Well, we're friendly people here. We love everybody.
That's good. That's right.
All right, Deborah. You have family here or just came on your own?
Actually, I do have family, and they're planning on meeting me. So I'm just here waiting. So,
Deborah, thoroughly thank you for phoning in.
Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you too. All right. What a nice person. I'll take one more call and then we'll go to a break. Let's go to, is it Walt? How are you, Walt? Walt.
I'm doing real good.
Walt, as far as the Michael Cohen testimony, do you believe in some, all, or none?
Well, I would like to give my opinion on that.
Sure.
Now, President Bill Clinton years ago, I really didn't care for. So as a minister of the gospel, someone asked me, "What do you pray? Do you pray for him?" And I'd say, yeah, I pray for him to be impeached every day. but to be honest with you, I had a change of heart, a change of mind. And I looked into the Bible, and it says that we're to pray for those who are in authority over us. And so I changed that. I spend my time praying for our president. To be honest with you, I had a more difficult time praying for President Obama, but I still did pray for him. And so I really don't have too much of an opinion on that, just that that I had a change of heart.
And Walt,
I spend my time praying for people.
Am I correct? Doesn't the Bible also say that all of these politicians are appointed by God?
Yes. Absolutely.
And
I don't believe that one caller said something about he should have like an easy sentence because he's a lawyer. I think if a minister of the gospel commits some kind of sin of perversion, they need to go to jail like anybody else. And so
I think he was just pulling our chain. That's what I think.
I think so, too.
That or he's a real loon. I'd prefer to think he was just pulling our chain. Walt, thank you for calling. So. You have a blessed day today. Thank you so much.
You too.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we'll take a break, and Sean and Mike, we'll get back to you guys. And if you want to call in and give us your input on what we're talking about today, also continue to talk about ladders at parades. Do you bring your ladder to a parade? I'm Bob Mitchell, in for Scoot in the afternoon on WWL. And before I get to the phones, real quick text message here. Speeding and crossing a man-made border is not the same thing. Just because something is the law doesn't make it right. Slavery was legal, but it didn't make it right. You need common sense. So if you cross a border that's illegal, that's okay. Do me a favor. Try this. Book a trip to Mexico and try to go through customs without showing them your passport. Just run through and see what happens to you. All right, let's go to Mike in Metairie. Mike, how are you? What's going on?
Man, you know what? The more I listen to your show, the more confused I get.
Why?
Because I just don't understand common sense in this world today. I'm born and raised in New Orleans. Never had a problem with ladders. I don't know what happened. We went to the parades every year. Never had a ladder problem. Now you got a ladder problem. You got a guy who's testifying against a president who's a liar. Every word coming out of his mouth is a lie. To protect himself, he committed fraud. He said there was no collusion. And we keep going on and on and on. Then to make it worse, you can have a woman can decide whether she wants a baby after it's delivered. What is this country? What is going on with this world? You got a person who breaks the law, comes in illegally. Oh, but you're in a sanctuary city, so you're safe. We can keep you from the police. What is wrong with that picture? Well, something is wrong with that picture. Something is wrong with the people who think that way, whether you are Republican, a Democrat, independent, smart. Where's the common sense at? I'm so frustrated with the whole situation. I will vote for Donald Trump again because, well, he may not be perfect, but tell me a president who was perfect. You know, I don't know. Well, none of them are. You want to go back to Kennedy? All of them. Every single one of them. So you got to take the good with the bad.
Michael,
is trying to turn the country around. This man is trying to do the right thing. But you never hear that. You only hear about Russian collusion. They always knocking his wife the way she dresses. You know, oh, she dresses horrible. I mean, come on, man. Won't people grow up in this country?
Mike, I have to
I
have to agree with you. The things that drive me crazy is how people can really believe that someone can get into our country illegally, rush the border, get in here, and then they can go into a city in the United States. In the United States, and they say, this is a sanctuary city. You can't come here and get them. I just cannot. I mean, I tell you what reminds me of almost. There was a movie called Escape from New York where all the criminals were. Now, I'm not saying that everybody in Sanctuary City is a criminal, so don't jump on me. But remember, everybody was a criminal, and the criminals ran it. So I just don't understand how you can be in this country, and we have laws, and you feel it's okay to break the law. It's okay. I don't understand
that. Can I say something?
Sure.
Can I say something? If everybody who was crossing the border was a lawyer or a politician, they have a wall up there 1,000 foot tall.
All right, Mike, I appreciate you phoning in.
Thank you.
All right. By the way, a question here is the UE Long Bridge open yet? Nope. And there is, at this point, although they're saying that the damage is minimal, there is no clue on when it's going to reopen. Let's go to Sean. Sean, thank you for calling WWL.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm fine. You got about a minute before I go to news, so go ahead with your point.
I came here from Iran, okay? When Khomeini came to Iran in 1979, he promised everything free. That's why I hear on TV right now for those people running for presidency, a Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Cohen, he has backup from the Democrats. I'm not Democrat. I'm independent. But he knows that they're helping and they want to take him down. President Trump doing much better than Obama did. You know, I'll tell you one thing. Between prostitute and politician, I have respect for prostitute because they do what they do and they say they're prostitutes, they make money. But politician act like a prostitute, but they said they're politician. And it's wrong, and they're taking the country down. I'm sorry. Thank you very much.
How long have you been here, Sean?
30 years.
30 years. Well, we appreciate you phoning in. Thank you so very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Our phone number is 260-1870. Our Big 870 Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll is, do you believe in some, all, or none of Michael Cohen's testimony against President Trump? You can call me at 260-1870. And what about your thought of people bringing ladders to parades? Is that good or is that bad? Is that something we did for years and years and years and we should just leave it alone? Coming right back after the news on WWL. Welcome back. New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell, she said this really before the parade season got even started, that items left overnight on parade routes would be confiscated and destroyed. Not just ladders. The city also warns folks about leaving furniture on neutral grounds and also said spray painting, roping, or taping off areas is not allowed. Got a great text message here. With the city destroying all furniture and things, sounds like a good time to bring the old couch out for a free trash pickup. Let's go to, hi, Joe, how are you? Joe in Biloxi.
Hey, this is Joe. How you doing, Mr. Mitchell?
I'm doing fine, Mr. Joe. How are things on the Gulf Coast right now?
Oh, it's really sunny. What a beautiful day today. What a difference a day makes with all this fog we've been having.
I'm beginning to think I was living in Seattle. I mean, it's gee, but it's beautiful day today.
Yeah, a couple comments, Mr. Mitchell. I'm 63 years old, and you might not believe this, but I never voted in my life.
Why?
Because a politician to me is somebody's brother-in-law that doesn't have a job. Okay?
All right.
What have politicians done for me? Look at the Democrats. What have the Democrats done since Trump got elected? Nothing. They ain't done a damn thing. You know, they were elected to go do a job, get out there, and do your damn job. But what have they done? They've gone to work every day and try to find something to get Trump, impeached.
You're right.
So here's my deal. You know, get out there and do your damn job, which you were elected for, because nobody, you, me, I don't care if it's the Pope, or you know, a high bishop, we found this out that, you know, nobody's perfect. We all sinned. We've all done things, you know. And why don't we just go ahead and start researching all of these politicians to see what they've done in their lifetime. Because how many politicians have you known get elected, and then all of a sudden they work, you know, their term, whether it's 4, 6 years, 8 years, and they come back rich and they don't have to work another day in their life, you know?
Joe, let me add this to what you're saying. I agree with every word you said, but it's true the other way, too. When the Democrats take office, Republicans do everything they can to screw with them.
Well, and that's why we need to get rid of Democrats. We need to get rid of Republican statuses. And just have one, but I know that's not going to work, but you get out there and you do your job. The people voted for Trump, and if he's elected, you know, you got to support the president. Even if Hillary was elected, you got to support her. She's the president. Do what she thinks best. But do you think Hillary would be going through this? Now, let me ask this, Mr. Mitchell. And here's what's happening with Cohen. Mueller is fixing to wrap up his investigation, and what did he find on Trump? Nothing. So isn't it obvious, or isn't it coincidental, that all of a sudden Cohen now going to the Senate or going to Congress and testifying? That seems kind of weird, doesn't it?
Well, they need somebody to continue stirring the pot. That's what that's about. We will take a break, and we're going to come right back on WWL. Well, it's carnival time, and WWL is your Mardi Gras information station. Catch Arthur Hardy's parade previews mornings at 6:30 and 8:30, again at noon, and on your drive home at 5:30. We'll tell you what impact, if any, the weather will have on the parades, plus which crews are rolling and what they're throwing, plus Mardi Gras traffic reports every 20 minutes, brought to you by Supercuts, ready every day, and by Sprite. Let the good times roll with unlimited data, talk, and text. Everything you need to know about the greatest free show on earth right here on WWL. Maybe we need to start having ladder reports. Let's go to Bobby. Bobby, thank you for calling WWL.
Hey, Mr. Mitchell, great show as always.
Thank you so much. Let me if you don't mind, read one quick text message. I think you'll like this one. So families can't leave their ladders up, but homeless people can leave their trash and tents up all over the city. That's a good point.
Yeah, go figure, right?
this whole world right now, Bobby, is go figure.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I was at work all day, but I heard clips of it, and I think this whole thing with Michael Cohen testifying before the House Judiciary Committee is nothing but a theater show. We basically know what came out of it is something we already knew. When he had the president had those affairs, and I mean, this has been in the news now for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a show, and yeah, Washington's political discourse, from what I've seen today and what I read, is hit rock bottom. And you know, let me just say this: I didn't vote for the president in the primary. I voted for Mr. Rubio, but in a general election, I did vote for the president because there was a lesser of two evils. Now, the president really put himself in this situation because he surrounded himself with nothing but,
crooked people.
I don't know
what
you want to call them. bad people. Bad people.
Right, he did. You're right.
But
he chose them, Bobby. That's the scary thing.
Yeah, absolutely. He could have done a lot better surrounding himself. I hope if he survives any type of impeachment hearings, the president, that he's learned something from this and he surrounds himself with better people and keep his family out of it. You know, I didn't like the idea of putting his daughter in the cabinet and his son-in-law. I think that's a red flag for me.
Well, so, let me remind you of this. I thought that at first, too, but then a little history. Remember, John Kennedy made Robert Kennedy Attorney General.
Yeah, this is a little bit. This is different times now. I mean, with the social media, 24/7 with the news and everything. I mean, what possibly could go wrong? You know what I'm saying? So, I just hope he survives. And really, his policies, I agree with the president. I think he's doing a good job depending on what he's been through for 2 years of Democrats and the media attacking him.
And I'll tell you one thing, Bobby. This is probably going to shock a lot of people, but as long as I'm getting more money in my pay envelope, my take-home pay, and I can afford to pay my health insurance, I don't care if he has an affair with another woman. That's none of my concern.
And you know something, Mr. Mitchell? The most important thing is, for a president, is to keep our country safe.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Bobby, I appreciate you phoning in. We're going to move on to Bob calling from, is it Prairieville?
Yeah.
Hey.
How you doing, Mr. Mitchell? How you doing, sir?
I'm doing fine, Mr. Bob.
That's great. That's great. You know, Cohen, he's just like all the other attorneys, and I ain't trying to put them all down, but they're all master manipulators. They go to law school to learn how to manipulate the law into their client's favor. Well, he didn't have a good enough lawyer to manipulate for him the law in his favor, so he got caught with his hand in the cookie jar, and now he's going to serve time for it. And that's good for him. And as far as Congress, what they're doing, this is just a show. That's all it is. It's a show and a shambles. Instead of them doing their actual jobs, they would much rather put this on television and get everybody viewing and seeing what they're doing. The Democrats have their agenda. The Republicans have their agenda. And neither one of them involved the American people.
Boy, you said it. You nailed it. The Republicans have their agenda. The Democrats have none. No one has the people's agenda. You nailed it, Bob. Thank you. Thank you. Let's go to Marty. Marty, thank you for calling WWL.
Hey, hi, Bob. How are you today, sir?
Bob, that last caller nailed it, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, he was good. But your other caller before him, you can't say it as I can, though. I don't think he had both oars in the water. Because if you're not going to vote for your entire life, be nice. You accept what you can.
Right. If you don't vote, you have no reason to complain.
That's all I meant. But I like what the last caller said. But you know what concerned me too, Bob, is I'm an independent, but and I was more anti than for Trump for all the time, and I still am not a stalwart supporter. However, you know, he's my president. But here's what the deal is. I agree with the people that are saying that this is a show. With Cohen. And the reason that I feel like that is, first of all, I want to know how much this costs to have this television special that we're all being treated to. Because if this guy does come up with photos, tapes, and a person to collaborate his stories with, then it's like everyone's saying, who cares? He's a convicted liar. It's not like somebody went to jail for something they did. They came out and they fixed it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They came on the rehab. This guy is still doing what he has always done. And I'm telling you, it's like watching two little girls fighting in the playground.
Marty, here's my point on all of this. I want to see the proof before I judge anything. And I think that's what everyone has to do.
He can read all the notes he wants. We don't know if you wrote them last week or last year.
You're right. Marty, thank you so much. I got to go. Didn't mean to cut you off, but I've got to go to traffic. And as far as I can tell you, on the Huey Long Bridge, Huey Long Bridge is still closed in both directions. And as far as I know, Tim, have you heard anything else? Still no word on when it's going to reopen. Coming right back on WWL. All right, I'll get to the phones. Right after this quick text message, here's one. I really wanted to read this one, too, and it's a big cap letter shouting at me, what did the Republicans do when Obama was in office? I'm glad you asked that. I'm going to tell you exactly what the Republicans did when Obama was in office. They tried to get him out. Let's go to Stephen. Stephen, thank you for calling WWL.
Hey, I was a congressional aide in the early 70s, and there is nobody up there that can say they haven't had an affair, or they don't have an active girlfriend, or they don't pay for prostitutes. I mean, it was just rampant. And if you remember in the 80s, they had the student aides.
Yes.
That were having sex. Nothing ever happened with that. So what you do in your bed should make no difference to you or me, except whoever's doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're just after Trump because he's trying to clean the swamp out.
I don't think he's done a very good job of cleaning the swamp.
No,
I know he talked
not
about
because
it.
Because he's too busy knocking people off his tail.
Mm-hmm. Do you think?
I mean, almost every day somebody's in there coming up with something new.
But do you think it's any different with the Republicans and the Democrats? I've said it over and over again. I just answered the question.
No.
When the Democrats were in, Republicans tried to get rid of them.
That's right. I mean, Kennedy and all of those guys have all had girlfriends. You know, Kennedy, Marilyn Monroe was very obvious. I mean, the world knew, you know, he had a thing going with Marilyn Monroe.
You weren't there for Kennedy, were you?
No, but my family were personal friends with Marilyn Monroe.
That's cool.
So, yeah, she was my babysitter.
All right, Stephen, I'm going to let you go on that. And before I run out of time, I want to thank Tim Zimmer, who ran the control board and answered the phone calls and kept me on my toes. And, of course, I always have to thank Diane Newman, our executive program director, for allowing me to come in here and spend some time with you guys. I will be back tomorrow. Scoot is healing. He's healing slowly. He had his ankle operated on, I believe it was yesterday, so it's going to take a couple of days for it to heal and for the pain to die down. And speaking of pain, Christian Garrick, along with Bobby Hebert, he can be a pain in the, you know. Both coming up next with Sports Talk. Don't hit me on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.